Thank you, Brad, and good morning. Law enforcement officers from some 70 different agencies continue the search for 45-year-old Shane Miller, who was wanted as a suspect in a triple homicide in Shingletown in Shasta County last week. Miller is suspected of killing his wife and two children and then fleeing to southern Humboldt County, where he grew up. Law enforcement assets from as far away as Kern County have joined SWAT teams from Humboldt, Shasta, and Sonoma counties, along with federal and state agents, in the search effort. As of Sunday morning, Miller had still not been located, and search teams are working in the Kings Range National Forest, an area of 65,000 acres and no paved roads. The recreational area remains closed. Area residents are no longer being asked to shelter in place as they were late last week, although checkpoints have been set up on roads in the Mattole River Valley. Miller is an adult white male, 5'10", 200 pounds, with red hair. Anyone who sees Miller or has any information about his whereabouts is asked to call 911. Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of a gunshot victim in Myers Flat last Friday afternoon. When deputies reached the scene, they contacted a 38-year-old male who had been shot. After treatment by medical personnel on scene, the victim was taken to a local hospital. The investigation into who shot the man is ongoing, and anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. In September of 2011, Governor Jerry Brown signed Assembly Bill 155 into law. That bill imposed sales taxes on businesses who made online sales to customers in California, and it was opposed by major online retailers like Amazon and eBay. Last week, the United States Senate passed its version of a federally mandated sales tax on internet retail sales. Smaller local retailers who were not affected by AB 55, which only taxed businesses doing more than $1 million in sales, would be affected by the federal law. And accountant Bill McCauley thinks it might be another burden for small firms.
If it's Amazon, you know, it's easier for them to have a system. If you're a mom-and-pop kind of operation, but you have something that you sell a lot of on the web and you're selling it all over the country, that burden of collecting and remitting that sales tax is going to be a major change for those businesses.
McCauley went on to say that
they're going to have trouble, you know, reaching that level of compliance. And it's going to be interesting to see how this all pencils out in terms of for people who are going to be subject to these requirements.
The internet sales tax bill is expected to die in the House of Representatives. And the Eureka Police Department's Traffic Division is looking for witnesses to the fatal traffic collision that occurred on May 1st at the intersection of Booner and S Streets in Eureka. Investigators have not located any witnesses to the actual collision, so anyone who may have seen the collision or may have traveled through the intersection at moments before it happened are encouraged to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community.
In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to disaster preparedness, something every resident along the North Coast and in Southern Oregon should be familiar with. Preparing for the loss of basic services such as electricity, running water, and housing, you should ensure you're prepared with the basic necessities by building a preparedness kit. That kit should contain water, 1 gallon per person per day, ready-to-eat food, a first aid kit, reusable utensils and plates, copies of important documents, warm clothes, blankets, and sleeping bags, and even a tent. Your go bag should contain a battery-operated radio, a pocket knife, emergency cash, prescription medicines, personal hygiene products, extra keys for your house and cars, and any special needs items for kids, the disabled, or the elderly. You should also pack some extra large garbage bags, an empty 5-gallon bucket, and small tools like hammers, saws, a stapler, and wrenches. You can get more tips through the Red Cross on how to prepare an emergency kit. And that's Our Community News.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.